Do you know what your partner's up to when you're away and they're all alone?
No, what?
They're listening to the Screw podcast, of course.
What's that?
Sit back, relax, and listen.
And you're all charismatics. You're all charismatics. Sneaking in the back door with daddy magazines. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on the jeans. And you're all charismatics.
What up, fuckers? It's Felicia Rose and Ayla.
So, oh my gosh. I was just reading what like you said last episode and I was like, what did you call us? Fuck knockers?
Fuckheads.
Fuckheads.
Fuck knocker.
Fuck knocker.
Fuck knocker.
Fuck knocker. See, this is why we don't get like carried anywhere. We say fuck in the first 30 seconds.
Yeah, we don't even embed it because we're pieces of shit. Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah. Anyways, yes.
Yeah. So the election happened. That happened. Would you like to say anything briefly about that, Aaron?
Well, it was not erection night in America, as many were joking. It was not. and you know, I'm not making light out of anything, but I will say this, like, it's a lot of people are hurting right now. A lot of people have a lot of anxiety on high alert. A lot of people are baiting a lot of people online because they just want to fight it out because they're pissed, sad, upset, whatever. It didn't go their way, you know. And, you know, and I'm sure there's some bragging and nonsense going on as well. And we know, like, the two ideologies we're talking about now aren't as simple as we're for small government and we're for large government. I know it's more intense than that. I know it's got a lot of fears of violence behind it, a lot of, like, fear of loss of rights behind it. So I get it. You know, just for right now, I think everybody needs to go through their little, like, mourning period and try to, like, understand, you know, and then we have to get back out there and keep the fight going. You know, what did I say to you? I said, you, and again, this is not belittling it, but this is trying to keep it in perspective so you're grounded, so you make it through, so you survive it. I was like, you were broke yesterday, you're going to be broke fucking tomorrow. And that's a key thing to keep in mind. Yes, I know it's a lot more than that. But for right now, nothing has, like, changed for you. And that is the illusion that happens a lot of times with a lot of these things. And it stokes up our fear. It gets us caught in these bubbles of, like, not actually working on the thing that we want to work on to improve the society we live in. We get caught in these long-ass ideological battles with faceless fuckers in a fucking interweb space of nonsense. So let's not do that. Let's love each other, be around for one another. You know, on the light side, there was some good news on the abortion front, right, Felicia? How many, like, a few states?
Yeah, so 7 states altogether got it on the state constitutional level to protect abortion rights. So if you are in need of abortion care in a state that is going to take it away or already doesn't have it, you can seek refuge, if you will, in those states. And do you have a list of that, Aaron? I know New York is obviously one of them.
So it was New York, Arizona, which, you know, everybody's like, oh, I'm surprised about Arizona. But, you know, white women don't want to lose their right to abortion, but they may not want to vote for, you know, Kamala. So I'm joking. We don't know that data yet, but we'll see what happens. So, yeah, it was, oh, my gosh, here's my list. Da-da-da. Colorado, Arizona, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, and New York. And it failed in the glorious states that I don't know why anybody goes to anyways, of Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota. So, fuck those places. You know, obviously we want these things enshrined in a federal protection for the citizens of this country. I sadly think it's going to be a hot minute or two. But as I always say, when shit goes, like, to the, like, right, like, there's great times of fight ahead of us, of which even during, like, the Nixon eras and, like, different kind of times, we have produced good things for the people while there were bad people in charge. So don't let yourself get deluded into one person controls the whole narrative for where you live. Clearly, that's not true. They voted Bolsonaro out in Brazil the last election. So these assholes can gotten rid of eventually. So let's all be there for each other, work together, and like try to keep our fucking heads up, because nobody wins if we all give up.
Yeah, no giving up. They win if you give up. And you have to organize on a local level. And if you don't know how to organize on a local level, find organizers and become their friends. Go to their meetings, go to their rallies, whatever you have to do in order to be involved on that local level, because that will do way more for you than sitting and scrolling and watching videos of doom and gloom. Yep. But one thing I will say is, if you currently have health insurance, make sure you go use it.
Yeah.
Get all of your checkups done. Go get your pap smear. Go get your OBGYN appointments, your whatever it is that you might not have done this year, or something that you're afraid you're going to lose. Go get those things taken care of as soon as possible. So that way you go into whatever happens after he's actually in office, you go into that with at least the healthiest bill of health. That didn't make sense, but you go into it knowing your status on all the different things could essentially matter to you. So I'm not trying to say that to scare anybody, but I think we all understand that there are possibilities of things being taken away or eradicated. And it is good to try to squeeze all of that in as soon as possible. And then if you didn't sign up for health insurance for next year, please do that. So that way, at least you have 1 year of health insurance in case, I'm talking Medicare, Medicaid, things like that. You know, we don't know what that's going to look like. So try to sign up as soon as possible. I believe it's open enrollment right now, and get that taken care of so that you can at least go into the new year with the best possible scenario that you could be in.
And like, as shit goes down, which, you know, we know shit went down, I was like not pleasantly, but reminded by the ACLU, as anybody is who is on their mailing list, that they had 434 lawsuits against Voldemort in the first election, and they won a lot of them. So, but that being said, they won a lot of them, not all of them. So let's brace and deal with these things as they happen, especially around things like healthcare and services. Like, hey, look, luckily there are a lot of like localized safety nets for people that like come into play when the federal government will fail you. But like, if you have questions about how to do any of this, you can definitely hit us up. This is one of the weird like things where we are double branded and working in this and have access to a lot of what's going on in the health. So hit us up for that. And again, like, if you want to organize, if you don't know where to put your anger and your time right now, hit us up. I have a lot of like organizations that I know could use some like fresh, vitalized energy in the ranks, you know, because the fight is there. There's a lot to do. So, you know, shit. But, you know,
don't hit me up. I don't have anything. let's move on. There's only so much we can dredge through this. So,
yeah, I mean, and like, that's the thing. Like, I told you, I was like, I have a lot to say, and over time there'll be a lot to say. But right now, it's like, you can see, you know, everybody's kind of out there just bleeding all over the place, you know, emotionally and politically. And I get it, you know, but it's like, you're not listening right now to that. So let's talk about that sometime in the future. And, you know, but more importantly, this is like kind of like the self-help of like the idea of like putting yourself on a path towards like pleasure and pleasure activism as well, in lieu of being able to like fix the world with a magic wand. You have to focus locally on your health, yourself, the things that can bring, you know, you to a place where like you don't want to stick your head in the sand, and you don't want to escape, and you don't want to like do things that aren't good for your body, your mind, and your, you know, soul, if you're into that thing, you know. So I think
he meant to say whole, not soul.
Yeah, that's what I'm so flabbergasted from the results. I can't speak anymore. I don't even know which word is
Anyway, so we all need a break from that kind of stuff. And let's take one. Let's talk about foot stuff.
Okay. So, no. It's a good topic because, like, I've been.
You want to know why I thought of that? Why? I thought of the "Don't Tread on Me" flag. But if we were to make it like a BDSM like version,
oh my god, maybe that's what should guide our thing over the next like course of the next presidency. Like ridiculous and awful. Let's like do some reclamation of like the worst parts of like right wing conservatives. So don't tread on me. So okay, so I think about that,
or even like don't spread on me, and then it could be like a subway. Spreader thing. Yeah. Yeah, we'll just make like 80 versions of that.
I had a family member try to tell me, I don't even know what that flag means. You're the one telling me that it's like means it's like all about fascism and like white nationality. I was like, well, that's because those are the only people that hang those flags. I'm sorry, it's an art of deduction. Like, know your neighbors, bitch. Okay. But yeah, so feet. Okay.
So my question for you is, do you like, are you a foot person? Do you like feet? Do you like your feet touched? What is your level of comfort with feet?
I think it like fluctuates. Like, you know, it's one of those fetishes I think one can cycle through really quickly if you like embrace it for like a short period of time, because like, you know. I mean, I know there's a lot of things you can do with your feet, but there's not an infinite amount of things that, like, can be foot fetish centered. Like, smell, taste, like, orifices, like, come on them, pee on them, you know, like...
No, I understand that there's acts that you can do with the feet, but the idea of the foot fetish is the attraction, typically, to the foot and the pheromones that the gives out.
I think that I don't actually have like a connection to feet in that way. I think.
Okay, so you like will do foot activities,
I'm, like,
but it's not something
fetish
on your
adjacent
list.
Yeah, I mean, like, so, like, I think of it as feet fall into that kind of armpity category for me, like places we don't usually snuggle up to. So like I can relate to the foot fetish's desire
because like, you like armpits.
Yeah, because right. I like armpits, but like, you know, not everybody's armpits, not all armpits are created equally, but like, you know, certain pheromones from the armpit region will excite me. But I can't say that pheromones specifically, like if you take off like your dirty gym shoe sock, like I might think it's hot for you to like give me a foot job with it, but I probably am not like super into like smelling it, you know, like it might be like, oh yeah, like it's your feet, which is nasty and they're sweaty, and like, oh, it's touching a sex part, which is like now making that nasty and sweaty, you know, like it's all whatever your journey is, like, you know, because I'm good at that. Like if you tell me you have a foot fetish, I can figure out how to connect to it in my own personalized way. Like,
sure.
I might not like, you know, I've been into sucking a toe or two, but like I am a little persnickety about like the kind of toe I would put in my mouth. You know, it's not an anything goes fetish for me. Like, I'm not saying I'm super meticulous, but like I don't want to suck a toe with a callus on it. Sorry, bitch.
Whereas some people are like, I want your foot in the exact form that it is in right now.
No,
like,
for sure. Yeah.
Which, you know, there's levels to all of these fetishes, obviously, but I was just interested to see if you were like, let's say you like the person's pheromones in general. Uh-huh. Would you suck their toes if they asked? Or would it be something that you would do on your own? Or would you like need it to be something they wanted specifically?
I mean, I'm trying to go through like my experiential archive, and like it's been both. Like I've definitely done both.
Okay.
Like I've definitely been inspired to be like, yeah, like let me go for that digit just because like I'm grooving on you in general, and it's like we've gotten to some like escalated point where like I can't have enough of you inside me, like one way or the other.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Kind of primal, anything yeah. goes.
Yeah.
Just give it, whatever you want to put in my mouth, yeah. do it kind of thing. I yeah, got you.
But like, you know, sense. I'm not like super OCD, but like I am like, I want you to be filthy, but like clean filthy. Like it is kind of one of the, I know it sounds fucked up, but it's like, I want you to be sweaty, but I want you, like, I don't want you to have like flecks of dirt on you. You know, like it's like,
yeah,
it's, you know,
sweaty, where, not dirty.
Where I've met people that are like, no, give it. Like, I, you know, your toes should be black. And I'm like, all right, if you're that, go to town, you know? Like, I,
yeah,
I'm not judgy about it, like, on the other, you know, the other side of it. You know, if you want my feet filthy, go for it. I can get behind you just like wanting it, you know? But like, that's sure. the stuff we never talk about with like fetishes in general. There's no like, like everybody has their point of entry, you know, because like, and I didn't know that when I was younger, because you go online and be like into feet and you're like, yeah, like hot. And then you realize the sheer options of what being into feet like means.
Right.
You're like, holy right. shit. Like I'm always have guys like, can you have bigger your feet? I'm like, size 13. And they're like, oh, can you? And I think it's going to be the typical, like, oh, does that mean your dick is big? No, they want a picture of my size 13 feet. They want to see my big feet. Okay. Whereas I can't say, like, I've never asked somebody to send me a picture of their feet. Like, they've certainly sent them over the years. And, like, I'll be like, unless you're kind of, like, doing something sexual with your foot, like, just sending me a picture of your bare feet is, like, not even going to tickle my taint a little bit. Like, it's just, not, mm-hmm. like, it'll have
which,
to be.
Which for you is says something, because I feel like you could get a picture of, like, an elbow and sexualize it. So that's interesting.
Well, yeah.
You'd have, you're like, yeah.
If you contextualize and like, see these feet, these are the feet that I'm going to X, Y, and Z you with. Okay, well then fine. But like when people are like, I'm into feet, and they like, they fire off that photo of, you know, and the foot pictures always look stupid to me. No offense. I'm sure somebody somewhere, but they always look kind of staged out of some fucking B, C rated jock gay porno from the 70s, where it's like everybody's just going with this stereotype of like, my dirty jock feet, yeah. And you're like, they'll be in a jock strap. And like, I'm like, I, oh, okay.
You're like, you picked the wrong gay, sorry.
Yeah, I don't have the problem is always with me. I actually don't have, like, enough daddy issues to make some of these, like fetishes come to life. You know, like, I mean, oh, like, every God. Queer boy, I have, like, a fair amount of annoyance over my father. But, like, I didn't turn it into any, like, you know, and I certainly had coaches mistreat me in high school. But, like, I didn't turn any of those into, like, BDSM fantasies.
You didn't sexualize
like,
it?
No.
I get it.
No, like, it was like, I'm very base. And like, this is something I always tell people, I would love to see us strive for. Like, in the end, when you go through the realm of fantasies, desires, fetishes, on the other end is like just activities that feel good and make you come. And I'm not saying your brain isn't like a part of that, but it's like, sometimes you just want your dick sucked. Like, you don't want it sucked by your, like, fifth grade teacher or whatever fucking, like, these stories kind of become, like, super elaborate. Like, oh, he was the science teacher with his, like, glasses and, like, we were doing it. And I'm like, wow, who hurt you? Like, that's,
how did we get to this part of this convo?
No, but I'm just... Yeah, you asked I'm me kidding. About feet. What about
all
yourself?
Somebody's teacher is sucking them off. No.
So what about yourself? Like, I think about feet, and like, I'm like, I would make an assumption that like, I don't think you want somebody's feet on you, like in general. Like,
so, I'll say this. I will. Excuse me. Sorry, I have like an actual frog in my throat. If somebody else wants their feet played with or touched, it really depends on how they present their feet. I do agree with you with the whole, like, sometimes you just can't get enough of a person and you'll take anything, any body part, whatever,
right.
Armpit, foot, belly button, butthole. I don't give a fuck. Just come near me. But I will say in my experience of touching other people's feet, I have only ever touched women and non-binary and femme people's feet. So I've never actually touched a cis man's feet in a sexual way. I've never been asked to either, luckily, because I would have a problem. Actually, no, that's not true. I was asked to suck somebody's big toe, a guy's big toe. Did I do it? I don't remember. I don't think I did. I don't remember. But my feet are obviously, you know, they're part of how I make money and stuff. I enjoy when someone has my feet in their mouth. If somebody really, really likes it, that turns me on. You know, it turns me on to turn somebody else on. So if your fetish is feet and I'm comfortable with that fetish, whatever it might be, I am now turned on more because you're super into that thing and I'm fulfilling that for you, right? Okay. I'm a sub. I'm here to fulfill your fantasies kind of thing.
Yeah, I get that.
It does feel really good to have like my toes sucked. Foot jobs, now my feet have enough of an arch for it to work, but like I just feel goofy because of the position I have to be in to give a foot job. So I feel silly. But at the same time, you know, I've done it before. I'm fine with somebody fucking my feet. It doesn't bother me. I've never footed a vagina before. I think I would do it, though, because one of the first porns I ever watched was Belladonna getting a foot stuffed into her pussy. So, like, I think that's hot.
I would put my partner always mentioning the same porn stars, might I tell you. Like,
well, he has good taste. He also grew up, we're the same age, so we have
true.
Like generational, you know, this. He and I did not have unlocked porn the same way that like the next generation did. So there was only probably like 150 unlocked porns out there that we were all kind of watching. I'm not kidding. I'll be like Tori Black and Manuel Ferrara where she's wearing the blue dress, and anybody in my generation
knows it.
Knows that fucking porn because that was one of the unlocked porn. And no, you should pay for your porn, but back then that wasn't a thing, you know. Yeah. Like you either signed up for a fucking $400 website subscription or you watched these free clips online, right?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, porn's a lot cheaper and a lot more accessible, so please pay for your porn. But yeah. I will say that that's probably why your partner and I have a lot of porn star and porn likes in common. But yeah, so I am willing to use my feet. I am not willing to touch feet. Again, they have to be feminine, but it doesn't like turn me on. But if a girl has her legs over my shoulders and we're getting dirty and I can tell that she'd be into, or she says I'm into my foot being sucked, which I mean, it feels fucking good. I'll
right.
Put
I was going to say
it, all day it, long,
it's,
you know,
it's a very erogenous-y zone. Like I personally
right.
have very, very sensitive.
That's the word I was feet. Looking for earlier, by the way.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
not necessarily looking for pheromones. I was looking for erogenous zone, but yes,
yeah, no.
Same. Both are obviously true.
No,
but
it's a good
yeah,
point.
My feet are very sensitive too. It feels fucking good. Put your tongue between my toes, suck my big toe. I was with somebody that had a foot fetish. We had sex a few times and his foot fetish was abundant. Like he could not get hard unless my foot was in his mouth, and I was fine with it because it felt good. You know, he was sucking my toes like they were little dicks, and I was like, yeah, that's hot. Yeah, whatever. But I don't want to do that in return.
Yeah.
On nice. Him.
I see you.
But if some hot chick with dainty feet is like, suck on my toes, I'll suck on whatever you want, you know?
Well, you know, and
that's always, sort of how I see it.
It always speaks to the, like, and I've noticed this kind of experientially again, like, that, like, there's a sensuality part of, like, some fetishes versus, like, meaning, like, oh, it's a fetish for a reason. Like, I'm really into nipples. To me, is like, a fetish for a reason because nipples hold a lot of pleasure. Like, you know, for some people, I know not everybody's sensitive, but like, you know, it can become a thing that you like understand from a fear of physicality without it having to
sure,
like embolden, or not embolden, but like encompass like some great, like aggressive fantasy, right? Like because I think about that with feet. There's like the idea of sensuality and like, you know, licking along the arch and like having like the partner react. And then there's like, this is like a filthy thing to do, to lick those feet, you know, like it can feel good, and you know, to people for like two different kind of like standpoints, right, of sexuality.
Like the difference between somebody just wanting to suck my toes and somebody buying my foot skin and my foot masks and my old dirty sneakers and my used sweaty socks and stuff like that, which I've done all of the above. You know, I've sold all of the things from my nail clippings, things like that. I don't know what you're doing with them, and I don't care. That's your thing. But yeah, there's levels to it. Like, some people are like, yeah, your feet need to look like you walked through a graveyard for 7 miles. And some people are like, barefoot, mind you. And some people are like, no, I want them clean, yeah, but I want them in my mouth. So.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Like, it's because of like the different levels of like some of these fetishes, I can't keep up with it. And like, it becomes, no, I mean, but honestly, because like, you'll have like, oh, I want to see like, you know, your toenails long and gnarly and like, you know, and then, or I want to see you just moisturized and I want to see it perfectly manicured. Right. I'm like, I can't please everyone. Like, if it's one, like, you're not going to be hot. Like, and it's kind of like, to me, that's like hard, because you have to like, I feel like I can encompass different energies and like enjoy it. But like,
sure,
if it becomes something that just can't like stay in the realm of like passion and like sex, like I like rough, nasty sex for sure. But like, I don't want to get so caught up in like the mechanics of like different things that need to be addressed. It kind of takes away from like the general spontaneity, sure, of it.
Like, well, that's like it. That's the in real life approach.
Yeah.
For me, I'm thinking on like a content level, like, no, I'll have, sure, my hairy big toe and long haggard nails and chipped nail polish for like the person that wants that. And then I'll fix up and I'll make the content in the morning with like, you know, and I'll make my bush content. Then I'll hop in the shower, fix up my nails, shave my pussy, and nice, then make the content for the people that want the clean Felicia.
Oh, that is so well thought out.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, like I plan my day accordingly.
See?
Yeah.
See? Wow, that's really good project management, let me tell you. I feel it. But, you know, like, it makes me think, because, like, for, like, self-pleasure, like, when I'm alone, when I want to jerk off, when I'm, like, feeling myself or whatever, I may trend towards more, like, fetish fantasy topics than, like, in my actual, like, sexuality. And I think that's because, like, with a lot of fetishes and the specificity for some people, it can be so hard to, like, engage with a partner in that kind of fetish, like, especially if you have these things, that it does end up just being about, like, I'm going to do it. Like, I feel like a lot of foot fetish friends of mine hit me up when they want to like jerk off and have somebody talk to them about foot fetish, which like I can do, but like it becomes a very one-sided jerk off session, because like,
yes,
what,
yeah,
are you doing for me? Like, you know, like knowing my level of engagement with this, like, you know, like what?
So there's two types. I mean, there's more than two, but there, in my experience, there's two types of people when it comes to pleasure. One is the type of person that has only ever gotten off to a very particular set of things.
Mm-hmm.
A very specific thing is their cum trigger, and that's the only way that they can come. Mm-hmm. They have trained their mind, body, and whole to only come to, you know, one, yeah, or a couple specific fetishes that do not necessarily include the pleasure of another person.
Sure.
And then there are people that have not trained themselves to only come to certain one or two, yeah, things. And they, while they may enjoy a fetish and it may be something they put in their repertoire, mm-hmm, they're not dependent on it for the orgasm. So yeah. It's that dependency that I find to be very one-sided. The times I've had sex with people that are very much focused on that one specific, you know, combust, that one thing that really gets them to explode, right. I had a very bad time unless we were on the same page and we both enjoyed that thing.
Yeah.
And it's usually not the case. So I find that if you, my suggestion to anybody listening that absolutely requires a very particular, specific one or two things to be able to come with another person, mind you, I don't give a fuck what you do when you're by yourself. My suggestion is to try to retrain your brain to find new things that are pleasurable enough for you to ejaculate to or for you to come to. Because if you require certain things and you don't know if you're going to get that out of the person you're sleeping with, that is very one-sided and it ends up leaving the other person very much displeased and lacking. They don't get to come, right? Or maybe they did, but maybe it wasn't as enjoyable as it could have been. And I find that a lot of cis women in particular complain about pleasure with cis men. And I think that one piece of that puzzle is that.
Yeah.
I think that pleasure for cis men specifically has been kind of centralized, and that's the focus. Most of our porn is for the male gaze. Most of our porn is for men to get off to. And so they think that it's okay to take from that porn that they are now obsessed with, that they can only come to those specific clips, and they can use it in real life. Mm-hmm. And that is so unfair to the people that they're sleeping with. I think that you need to retrain yourself to find new things that excite you, that your partner could potentially get into with you. And that way it is not like a one size fits all or one step approach. If you have to be tickled on the ass while a toe is in your mouth, while a finger's in your butt, while the person's moaning out a very specific sentence, come on. Like, now that person is worried about the very, like, a set of steps, and it's now a fucking, the scientific method. It's not actually a goddamn pleasurable experience, you know?
So,
honestly, go to a sex worker if that's the only way you come.
Okay, so
period.
This is actually some really great meat of what you said here. Like, so I think it's really great advice. I think one thing I want, like, everybody to keep in mind, and this is where I'll implore, like, pieces of my psych degree and my own therapy around these things. But like, it's very hard, especially things like smoking, drinking, eating, and sex, because we carve these very thorough kind of neuro pathways in our brain. And they are very difficult, like, to change, because they've, like, engaging in, like, literally this chemical game in your brain that provides, says, hey, I want this, and then you give it to me, and, like, it's satisfied, and therefore it can get, like, a little tunnel vision, a little narrow sometimes, right? And it's like you convince yourself that this is the only thing in your atmosphere that does the trick or whatever, right? That's how people become alcoholics and addicted to all sorts of things, right? It's you're engaging in something that you perceive that has a payoff, and then therefore your chemicals in your body start perceiving that it has a payoff. So I would, like, highly recommend this beautiful little baby step, like, for everyone, regardless of gender, regardless of anything. Like, spend a quiet solitude moment, even if it's only a half an hour, but the longer the better, just with your body. Like, trace your hands all over your body. Don't think about anything about body expectations or sex or sexuality, but just come into your body again and feel your body, because yes, our brains are important, but our body is blessed with a million fucking fibers of nerve endings, and appreciate that they aren't just all pain sensors, and that there's all sorts of ways that, like, we are built to feel good as human beings, you know, much like a doggy liking a rub behind the ear. You know, we are capable of this kind of like going back for a moment and doing this and like remembering it's not about watching that money shot with like the three dicks in the face over and over again. It's that you are actually applying friction to a part of your like body that really enjoys friction, and it's heating you up, and your mind is there with you on it, and like it plays its own game in its own part. But you can also like over time have it focused on the actual sensations of your body for yourself. And then a lot of this stuff is done to actually like detrain people off of porn a little bit, because we know just like a, porn is like the bottle a little bit. Like, I don't ever want to underscore that porn like can put people in a very specific pattern. I just don't like making it sound as powerful as every 12-step program likes to make these things sound. Ultimately, you are in charge of your body. You're in charge of your mind. You're in charge of your decisions. No one's here to paternalize you and tell you like, you have no right to your body being excited by X, Y, and Z. Like, you, that's the most organic thing happening in your head. I wouldn't, like, encourage you to have shame over it, but, like, understand it and play it out to its largest possible potential, right? And, like, I think it's very...
Yeah, listen, sex addiction... Oh, so, go on, sorry.
No, I'm just... I'm saying, I'm encouraging, like, look... Nobody's saying to change your routines or anything, but I do think like what you were saying, it's very important that like people do think about what is the limit. Do you plan to jerk off to the same porno until you're like 85 years old? Like, or whatever, you know, very specific thing you're involved in. Like, there's a lot of erogenous zones. Like, why have I explored the feet thing, not being into the fetish? Because I know it has a zone of nerve endings and pleasure. That, like, don't knock it until you try it kind of fucking energy, you know? Like, it's a big, vast plethora. But, like, we do build those neural pathways. We get stuck in our head. And, like, you know, unfortunately, it becomes a false belief. Like, we can burn tons of neural pathways. You can be... into multiple things inside your brain.
I will also add to that. So first I'll say porn addiction is a real addiction. I was with somebody for a while that had a porn addiction, and he could not fuck me without a porn being on. He almost got my internet taken away from me, and I almost went to court because he would download things illegally, all sorts of shit. And it was something that like I saw like, oh wow, this is actually an addiction. There's your brain is now connecting that dopamine response to porn, and that's it. Like, there's nothing more, nothing less. So that's a real thing. But I will say one suggestion I always have, and this goes exactly with what you're saying as far as the explore yourself, you know, spend some time. I always like, I'll take my nails or the tips of my fingers and I'll just run them over my skin as lightly as possible. And if that gives you like the chills or the ooh, then you can now understand how that feels for another person too, which is nice. So like you should explore for two reasons. Explore to see what spots on yourself feel really good being touched and in what way. And also so that you can understand how like another person would feel if you did that to them. Maybe not in the same spots, right? But you could learn their spots and then do that. But my bigger picture thing was, while you're doing all of that, my number one suggestion is always to try to masturbate in a new way. Meaning, if you always forever have jerked off with your right hand, how about for the next few weeks you jerk off with your left hand? How about for the next few weeks, if you always use a vibrator, why don't you try humping a pillow? Why don't you try, you know, why I say this is because for the longest time, I could only get one way. I could only masturbate in that laying on my left side with my right arm underneath, like tucked under my cooch, grabbing the back of my pants.
Are you like face down?
No, on my side.
Oh, on your side. Okay.
Yeah. I see. So my left hand's touching my left nipple, which is why it's more sensitive, because I've been masturbating like this since I was, I don't even like to say this, but since I was a kid. So left hand, left nipple, laying on my left side. Can't be on my right side because I can't do it with my left hand. And then I take my right arm and I wrap it around myself. I have videos of this. And I basically use my forearm to get off. Now, is it still my favorite way to get off? Yes. But a couple things happened over time. One time I had I had two injured fingers on my right hand. Okay. So I couldn't masturbate that way. Another thing was at one point I gained so much weight in my belly that I couldn't get myself into the proper position anymore.
Okay.
So there are things that might happen in your life that will get in the way of you coming the way that you want. And that could be as simple as the person that's with you doesn't suck your dick the way that you like. Or I'm sorry, the way that you would want it to be sucked. Or maybe they can't because they have a gag reflex and you really like it down the throat. Or maybe that you're getting a hand job and it doesn't feel like your hand. Or maybe their pussy, you know, some pussies are shaped kind of like parentheses next to each other. And then some of them are parentheses that go out. Like convex or concave.
Yeah.
Okay. And that, because of that, the grip is not going to be the same in every single vagina that you enter. For example, assholes are similar. There's elasticity there. There's stretcho, etc. So my point of all of this is that you're not going to always have everything exactly the way you want it when it comes to a sexual scenario or situation. So training your body to enjoy and get off in different ways is the best way to fully equip you to go out into the world and be with all types of partners and enjoy them and have them enjoy you. Because you can't, it's never going to be a one size fits all. And if it is, you're probably ignoring the pleasure of the other person. So always try to first of all, prepare yourself for a broken arm, honestly. It's good to prepare your, what if you have to, I watched a girl the other day have to get her arm amputated. And, you know, she didn't talk about masturbation, but who knows? Maybe that was her masturbation arm, and now she has to learn a new way to do it. I'm just trying to say, there's life gets in the way of your cum sometimes, and it's a really good idea to try to learn different ways to pleasure yourself, and so that way you get pleasure from other people in different ways as well.
Yeah, no, it's totally right. Like honestly, until I was probably like 27-ish, and this would have been like right before I met you, probably. Like I always, like, if I was like solo masturbating, like it was always like facing, like kind of almost like doggy style, but like you get lazy at some point and you just kind of like face
put your head down.
Yeah. and what eventually happened was just like my balls and scrotum like seemed to go through this like aging adult male growth, and like my balls started hanging so much lower, so I couldn't be in that position anymore because it was like punching my balls.
Because you'd be punching them.
Yeah, it was like
I immediately envisioned. Exactly what you were
saying. Like I can't, and like you know,
gravity took hold. Gravity, and now you're plunging the bag.
Fucking gravity is a cunt. Let me tell you, what the fuck. So yeah. So I get you. And like, you know, and I mean, maybe this is something, you know, I certainly think when I was younger, there were many things I thought could be the only way for me to do X, Y, and Z.
Sure.
And it really took, you know, just one, that it's so hard for that reality to be met, like whatever your fantasies are in real life, that like, and I don't mean this in a depressing way. I mean, it's kind of like forces you to like expand your concept of like what fantasies are possible on some level. Because, sure, you know, if I'm going for this laser focused thing, I'm going to be spending a lot of times masturbating in a dark apartment somewhere, you know? And like, I mean, fine every once in a while, but like, you know, I do like sex, you know? So it's like not always like that physicality and that intimacy with another human being has to like become a part of it, even if it's like filthy versus like more sensual or whatever. Like I do think there is some value in that whole spectrum of like consensual sex interaction that is possible, you know. And I
absolutely,
it's tough because like I meet a lot of people, I've met people over the years I've been so attracted to, and like you get to like it's like the sex part, and it's like this is all that's available for you on the menu.
Yeah, and we had like, sex with the same person, and I'm not gonna name him, but that was the first example that popped into my head. We both totally did not enjoy our sex with him because he was a one trick pony, and he was very much all about what he wanted, and it didn't matter what you wanted.
Fun the first time, sure. Fun maybe the second time, okay. And then eventually it's like, wow, this is so specific. And like, again, like, I can get into so specific as being hot like once or twice, but I think maybe I just have, like, my satiation level is very quick. Like, this is such a production now that it feels like a premeditated thing that is not in my favor.
Right. It's a set of steps and you have to follow them.
Yeah.
And like you said, one or two times is fun, but after that, it's like, well, when are we following my steps? Yeah. Oh, you're not going to enjoy that, so you're not doing it? Okay, well, get off my roster. You're an idiot. Yeah.
Exactly.
I was just thinking, like, when my tits got smaller because I lost so much weight, I couldn't even suck them anymore. And, like, that's, like, half my fucking enjoyment right there. So, like, you just prepare yourself to enjoy things in different and new ways because I think that's the best way to be a good lover, but also a good receiver of pleasure. Because when you receive pleasure in different ways and forms, and you're truly enjoying any, you know, not anything, but you're enjoying the bulk of what's happening to you, it in turn teaches you how to give that same pleasure to other people.
That is a really good point, because, you know, we all talk about, like, you know, the things we want to do or get done. But like this concept of actually receiving pleasure as like an active part of the thing, not just this like, oh, they pleasure me. Like, it's not like this submissive role or dominant role. Like, this is like part of it for everybody, right? Like, receiving pleasure, however that translates for you, is about whatever the experience you're having, right? You know, you both don't like have to necessarily even like the same thing for you to exchange and receive pleasure with one another, you know? And I see a lot of times, like, you know, and I know these things happen for different, like, different reasons in the world, but, like, you know, people feeling very, you know, like, my pleasure is just giving them pleasure. And I agree that that can be a thing, but, like, it does, like, come into, like, this, like, question of, like, are we advocating for, again, like, some catering to fetishism, or are we actually advocating for our pleasure? You know, like, I, again, think everybody should be into everything, like, and you should enjoy, and you can, whatever adult consensual scenarios you put together, awesome. But when it comes down to it, like, make sure, like, you're not, like, lost on the elevator of just sexual experiences and not, like, actually feeling pleasure from what you're doing, you know? Because there is a difference in the world.
Well, see, so I'm super submissive, but there's even still a line for me. And I think that a lot of people kind of mistake their submissiveness with, and other people mistake it too, with, I will get pleasure or derive pleasure from anything that you suggest, because you're suggesting it and I'm submissive and I want to serve you.
Yeah.
I will say that is a small percentage, and those people typically see like a dominatrix or a dom in general.
Right.
But there are more often than not, submissives still have a set of requirements that provide them pleasure, or a line or a boundary or this is no longer fun. The same way that person that we both slept with, I enjoyed it the first and second and maybe even third time because I was truly in service of him.
Sure.
And then eventually that even got old for little old submissive me, because at one point I was just like, okay, well, the excitement of I'm your sub is gone.
Sure.
And now I am doing acts that aren't giving me any pleasure, and you're not even taking into account if I have any pleasure out of this. So, you know, you have to, just because somebody's like, yeah, like, for example, I have a ton of submissive customers, and just off of face value, I could easily just go into dominant role and start telling, barking orders or doing whatever, like whatever my vibe is. But I know that 9 out of 10 of those subs are not going to be into just whatever I say.
Right.
I always ask, what kind of words do you want to be called? Mm-hmm. What level of submissive are we talking? Are you a good boy, or are you a slut whore? You a piece of trash on the ground? Are you my garbage pile that I'm going to shit on? Right? Like, what level are we talking about here? Yeah. Because if I start using language that is a turnoff to you because you didn't tell me what level of sub you are, then that's not fun. Now we're not having it. Now I just zapped your brain out of the mode, and now we're no longer having fun. So even submissive people need to guide their pleasure the same way dominant people do, the same way, you know, mixed bag people, mixed bag. You know, there's, again, there's, it's all about communication, but it's also about knowing yourself. If you've never, if you are like, oh, you know, I really like the idea of being submissive, but I've never dabbled in it. Figure out what does it for you. Yeah. Watch some videos of very dominant acts being performed versus, you know, mild, what do they call it? Ugh, fuck. I can't think of the word right now. My brain is totally fried. But there's different levels of domination online. And, oh, soft dom. Yeah. If you want a soft dom, do you want, you know, somebody that's going to put on heels and step on your balls? You have to be prepared with what it is that gets you going and also be open to new adventures in general. So that's my advice to people. Actually, jerk off with your left hand or your right hand, depending on which one is your dominant.
and, you know, just as like a health and safety check on like, you know, the whole S&M experience in this sense, I know when I'm talking to somebody who hasn't like done a lot with it, because there's a lot of generalizations in like, I just want to be somebody submissive. Well, but what does that mean to you? You know, like, it's an important conversation to have. And I do think BDSM, like, scenarios and culture should have the most amount of conversation happening. Like, I've always said, I'm, like, slightly concerned when somebody's total submission aspect relies heavily on, like, the psychological aspect with no, like, physical, like, demands or desires with it. Because, like, I'm not sure what that's all about, you know, because like in the spectrum of like BDSM and subdom things, like there usually is some level of physicality or activity, you know, when it just becomes about psychological dominating, like, you know, you're going to sit in the corner and like, you know, and yes, as part of a larger scene, all of this stuff is hot. But like, I just want, you know, the whole point of this is like, I like your conversation about go it through and decide what are the things that you think you like about it. Because in my years of experience, I will see people that like get into that culture. And when like they kind of, when I like talk to them about how they feel about being a part of it, there's like a lot of weird like shamey stuff combined with like, you know, kind of like what I call edge walking as far as like danger. You know, are you going to jump into the abyss of like whatever it is for you? You know, and everybody's abyss of getting lost is different, right? You know, so you see both over the years of people engaged in all of these things on like, I'm not going to judge and say like a nefarious level, but like one that doesn't necessarily scream like health. So, and sure. I certainly believe all of these things can be done with a level of health. Like, even if you are working through some stuff in what you're doing, I think that's okay. But like, you need to understand it, you know, for yourself. And, you know, when appropriate, you need to share that with the partners that you're engaging with it, you know, like, because you don't want in the BDSM realm there to be any confusion about what's going on. Like, you just don't. You know, I don't just mean in like a personal liability way. I just mean like for health, for both of you. Like, don't find yourself going down some path that like in the end doesn't bring you broader like pleasure and like security or excitement or any of those things. Like,
yeah, you also don't want to poke the trauma bear either.
Exactly. You know. Exactly. Exactly. You know, if I know I'm helping you like through something by providing like a trusting environment or whatever, I know I'm good at that as a sexual partner, and I have been for many years. Like, I'm okay with that. You know, I don't think I have necessarily like a payoff. I have more of an intimacy human payoff to it than like a sexual payoff to it. Like, I think it's something that I like doesn't cost me a lot to be like trusting, like, you know, to provide that space with people. And like, you know, I think that's what a lot of people who do sex work and, you know, stuff online and offline and whatever, like, they understand that kind of element of importance in like this pleasure sequence that, you know, people are working shit out sometimes too. You know,
it's very true.
So, oh, wow. What a fucking podcast. We are just...
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up here because, yeah, it's a good time to. I feel like we went through pain and then pleasure and with a little foot in there.
No, I mean, I think it was a great conversation about foot jobs.
Yeah, of course. If you would like my foot porn, you can go to my websites. If you want custom foot porn or anything foot related, I have, for the record, I'm not kidding. Anybody listening, I have tons of old used pairs of shoes that I still have not gotten rid of that I'm selling. So feel free to hit me up if you want something stanky. I can, like, you know, put them on and go for a run just to make them extra moist for you or whatever you'd like. So I also, my current pair of sneakers I need to sell because they are fucking gross. You're going to want them if you're into that stuff. So hit me up. But either way, download our podcast, please. It helps us a lot. Follow us online. I think a lot of, I don't want to assume this, but I have a fear that a lot of people don't like to follow us because it kind of outs them as a deviant. But don't worry about that. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody's paying attention to who you're following. Follow us online at TheScrewNYC, or at least follow A Love Dirty. What's your name? A Love Dirty 69?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. or People's Tramp on Instagram. Yeah. And you can kind of click your way to our page through there. But yeah, we could use the follows. So also tell your friends, share us. Yeah. I think that we have a really solid podcast and I would like us to grow through word of mouth because that's the best way to grow, honestly, through the mouth. So thanks for tuning in. We love you lots. Keep your head up. And if you need any resources that Aaron previously mentioned, feel free to either hit up the Screw page or hit up Aaron directly. He would have a better handle of those resources than I would.
We'll get you hooked up one way or another. All right. Peace, love.
Bye.
Bye.